My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There was a tweet that came out yesterday. I was surprised. And I'm going to get to that here in a moment. Because you thought quarterback play was down. I'm going to show you just how down quarterback play is. But Amanda Guerra, see, this is a clip from a halftime interview, I believe, from Sunday's game. Because Lima and I thought Lloyd might have heard a quote. We're going, I listened to the press conference. Lima listened to the press conference. I didn't hear anything. I thought I heard Deshaun Watson. I didn't hear him mention this or anything like that. But apparently this happened during the game. And it drew the ire of Jason Lloyd, our buddy from The Athletic. Here's a clip. This is Amanda Guerra halftime during the game on Sunday against the Jacksonville Jaguars. CBS, hit it.
Well, Chris, we were able to sit down with Deshaun Watson last night, and he admits this week has been very tough for him. In fact, he said, I didn't have the mental clarity to get ready for this game until about Wednesday. But here's something he wants people to know. He said, I'm not trying to be the same quarterback I was in Houston 4 years ago. He explained that back then he felt like he needed to be Superman every game. With this Browns offense, he says, I trust him a little bit more where I can be a facilitator. That said, we all saw the struggles with him in week one. So his goal for this game is completions. Those dynamic plays we used to see, he says those will come with time.
Good. Hell yeah. Audio courtesy of CBS. Good. Very, very good. And Jason got upset with it and got, boy, he's been, Lima, you notice Jason's been talking tough recently?
I believe it was Jason who wrote in a column last week that until the investigation is over for Deshaun Watson, that the Browns should sit him and actually not play him.
Wow. I don't know if that would I don't know. Can you do that, by the way? Like, they have a league union. I mean, you can do whatever you want, really.
You can always sit a quarterback.
Yeah, I guess you can.
Quarterback.
Either way, Jason had written on Sunday on Twitter. Deshaun told the CBS crew that he's not trying to be a QB. He was in Houston. He trusts the talent here more. He just needs to be a facilitator. The Browns probably would have liked to have known they were getting a quote-unquote facilitator before they gave up three ones and $230 million, to where a lot of people went after him for that. I gotta highlight something here with the way the league is looking right now. Steve Palazzolo, formerly a PFF, I think he hosts the podcast with Sam Monson, our buddy. Passing touchdowns through 2 weeks, 2019, 105. 2020, 2021, 110. 2022, 105 passing touchdowns. 2023, 86. 2024, pending Monday Night Football, 66. I didn't see exactly how many touchdown passes there were last night that were thrown. Either way, It's very, very low, and it's been dropping over the last 2 years. I maybe quipped that by week four, they're going to get rid of quarterbacks in the NFL. But I think that this highlights what's going on. Now, I'm not going to have schadenfreude and think, well, everything else is going bad, so I feel less bad about our quarterback situation. I don't think we're through the woods, but I do think it highlights that. Tone, I just want him to be a facilitator. I don't need him to go out and be the 2020 Deshaun. I don't think that that guy's there anymore. I don't think he should go looking for that guy anymore. I think that this is the right mindset for them if they're going to have success.
Well, there's no doubt that he was a facilitator last week, and I mean that in a good way. Jason meant it in a bad way. The amount of wide receivers and pass catchers that Deshaun Watson not only targeted but completed balls too, and we can talk about the drops a little bit later on as he's been victimized more than just about everybody else in the league so far through 2 weeks. I do think it is worth noting that he has been very, very comfortable spreading the ball out, calling anybody's number at any given time, and even if that's meant not so good news for Amari Cooper, that has been, I think, to the betterment potentially of the offense long term.
So is it enough to be for Deshaun to be a facilitator right now? 216-474-0092. And how long are you willing to accept that? I want to know from people, and I want to know from you, like, how long does this go? Because there will be a time he'll have to step up and we'll have to have that discussion.
Yeah, it's the question we are confronted with day in and day out once you have high expectations. And it's very similar to when the Cavaliers trade for Donovan Mitchell. We all were hoping for, you know, Eastern Conference Finals, NBA Finals aspirations. Same thing, Deshaun Watson. You trade for Deshaun Watson, you are thinking Super Bowl. But then you've seen him play for 2 years. And once you've seen him play for 2 years, I think you come down on your expectations a bit. Now, you can be stubborn and just say, no, I refuse to. But then, you know, it's up to you and your enjoyment of watching your team play week in, week out, that you can stay married to that. And you can have delusions, but the reality is, especially after that surgery that Deshaun Watson had, which is a big deal. I don't know how people gloss over that. That is a significant surgery. We told you that at the time. We certainly told you that during training camp when, you know, they could say he was getting all the work in, but people that have been to camp every single year say that was like the least amount of work a quarterback has ever gotten in a Browns camp. So this was going to be an uphill battle getting him back to where he needs to be. And so in the meantime, if you can win football games and build kind of that trust between him, the receivers, and probably most importantly, Kevin Stefanski, mm-hmm. then this is a route worth taking.
Well, this is where a lot of people, they just don't like hear. They want us to go ahead and rip and say that he's terrible, to separate. And that, my friends, is still on the table. We are not through it just because he could facilitate for 1 week. Remember, that offense certainly sputtered in the second half. I don't think we're through the woods. What I liked is that they tried to protect him. I went back and I watched it. You know, he was pressured 44% of his dropbacks. I found that out from The Athletic yesterday. I mean, 44% of his dropbacks. His offensive line is still not playing at a very great rate. James Hudson struggled mightily on Sunday afternoon. Now, Josh Hines-Allen is a good pass rusher, so some guys are going to struggle against him. But, boy, we got to have Jed Wills or somebody over there soon because this is becoming a big problem for everybody. But what I saw was the heavy sets, the Nick Harris in the backfield, the Zach Zinter lined up in the wing. You know, those guys there that try to protect and keep him upright, confident, trying to do some pitch and catch, trying to make some things work, not just letting it go big fly and being stupid about it. He's a guy that needs to be managed. Now, there will be a time where he's asked more, and he may fail that test. He may fail that test if he's asked more, and we will deal with that when we get there. But at this point, I'm hoping that he can just be a facilitator there. And I'm dealing in reality. I'm trying to deal in reality. The reality of the situation is you're never going to get that return on your investment that you originally made. It's not happening. I've closed the door on it. What can I still get? I can get a guy who can get you to the playoffs. It's still possible he could be a total mess, and he's a guy that we'd have to cut at the end of this year and take an historical cap hit on. But it's also possible he can be a facilitator and still win you football games. I don't think he'll beat Mahomes. I don't think he'll beat Josh Allen. I think it's very hard to beat those guys. Burrow, the Browns have his number for whatever reason. But for the Allen and Mahomes, I don't think that he can get those guys. But right now, my goal is to make the playoffs with him. Is that too low for some people? Yeah, well, you're just not going to look at what the reality of the situation is. In the initial investment, it is a disappointment, but the situation right now is the reality of just being able to make the playoffs. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I know we got to go, but I was just going to ask, like, what other recourse do you have? Like, we can't go, and if you wanted Baker, you can't go retroactively right now and trade for Baker Mayfield, the guy that's, like, one of the top quarterbacks through 2 weeks in the NFL. You can't just go and get somebody else. Jameis Winston, we know what he is. He's been around a long time and hasn't really played a lot of meaningful football in like 4 years either as a starting quarterback. So this is who you got. You got to make it work and hope that it gets better. And I actually think there is reason to think it gets better.
216-474-0092. Is it okay for Deshaun Watson to be a facilitator? And how long are you willing to accept that? Right now, 216-474-0092.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.